Welcome to See the Light of Day podcast. I am Andrea Lachey. If you are in these dating streets, you know that it's crazy. It's crazy out in these dating streets right now. And if you have been on the internet or just watching TV or on TikTok, you probably have heard about the who the F did I marry TikToker. First of all, we're living in a society now that more and more people are not getting married. There are crazy people out there. Again, there are crazy people out there. One more time for the people in the back. There are crazy people out there. It is better to be alone than to be married with someone crazy. It's just not worth it. Just to say that you're married, it ain't worth it. Your sanity, your peace, there's no price tag to that. Just to say that you're married, no. There are four groups of women, and one of those groups is a group of women that are unable to secure a man and will not settle. That group needs to understand who they are, because if you don't, you will be like the TikToker that is wondering who she married. If you didn't know, one out of four women are in this group. Statistics show that 60% of women under 30 are childless right now. That says a lot about what's going on in society right now. And just because you're in this group of women, the women that are unable to secure and will not settle, if you're in this group, that does not mean that there is something wrong with you. Currently, there is something wrong with society. Let's be real about all this. Sin is running rapid. We're living in a society today that if you don't have sex before marriage, you're more likely to be single and not get married. That's where we're at right now. And we need to be real about what's going on in these streets. And if we're not, we are setting ourselves up for failure, and we're setting the future generation up for failure. I'm not saying this right. I'm just currently saying what it is, and that's what it is, okay? And you have to learn, how are you going to deal with that? Are you going to lower your standards? Are you going to settle? Or are you going to stand your ground and find someone out there that is equally yoked to you and follows the same beliefs that you follow? And my question to you, why should you settle? Why should you settle for unhappiness? Why should you settle for mediocrity? Why should you settle for something that you do not want? When you go to McDonald's, when you go to Chick-fil-A, when you go to any fast food, you order what you want. If they give you something that you do not want, what do? You return that food. You order something on Amazon. You do not settle and say, oh, I'll just keep this, even though this is not what I wanted. You return it. So why are we out here settling for things that are greatly going to affect our lives? Marriage is more than just a wedding. Marriage can alter your life, your finances. Why would you give more importance to an Amazon package than your life? We need to take this stuff seriously. So I do not want you to be on TikTok having a whole series talking about who did I marry. Be careful out there in these streets. They're real. These streets are real, and there's crazy people in these streets. For real. This is See the Light of Day podcast. I am Andrea Lachey. Remember to love God, love yourself, and love others. Peace and love.